Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, if you thought it was hot where you are this evening, there are extreme heat warnings, wildfires and some notices even to stay indoors across parts of Europe today and over the weekend ahead, with temperatures potentially pushing above 40 degrees in areas of the continent. Michelle Dillon is meteorologist with Met Éireann and is with me in studio. Michelle, thanks very much for coming in to us this evening. Some incredibly high temperatures that we're talking about across Europe for the next few days. Where's the highest, Michelle?
Yes, John. So really, a heat wave will hit many parts of Europe this weekend and into next week too. So currently, the hottest conditions in the southeast and in the south. So Italy have already issued red alerts for that intense heat. So for Sardinia and then and Rome, Venice, they're all likely to see temperatures in the mid to, you know, getting into the high 30s. Similar story for Croatia, red alert there. And also for the Balkans, we expect temperatures there to go above 40 degrees. And of course, there's been wildfires with that heat in Greece and Albania, with some strong winds there fueling that. But the heat also in Spain, we're expecting temperatures over 40 degrees there. And then that heat is going to move northwards, you know, to France, Germany, and closer to home as well into the UK. We expect temperatures to get into the mid 30s there. There's an amber heat alert issued for there. And of course, it's warm and humid for ourselves too.
Tell us more about that amber heat alert there. That's over England this weekend, and they're heading into what could be their hottest June day on record, I understand.
Yes. So, and of course, it's coinciding as well with Glastonbury and the start of Wimbledon on Monday. So it's actually looking like it's going to be the hottest ever first day of Wimbledon.
Those tennis whites will be under pressure,
yeah,
I'd say.
So currently, the highest ever, I think it was in back, it was 20, it was just below 30 degrees, but on Monday, we're expecting the peak of the heat wave there in England to be up to about 35 degrees. So potentially getting close there to the record is just shy of 36 there for June.
Now, Bosnia's forecasters even issued a warning to people to be ready to suspend outdoor activities due to high temperatures. They're warning of three heat waves expected across June to August. We always ask you about forecasting. Can you look that far ahead? Can you tell us what's going to happen over the summer here?
Yeah, so we look at trends, but I suppose to take it back maybe to what's happening currently. I mean, it's, you know, temperatures at the moment are up to, you know, going to be over 10 degrees above the June average. So it's highly unusual what's happening at the moment. So to look for trends further afield, we do a monthly forecast at Met Éireann as well, and we also look at the summer prediction, and currently that's coming in even for ourselves with above average temperatures.
Now, are they above average here right now? Because certainly this part of the country today, I drove from the west, from County Clare to Dublin today, a place you know very well. I couldn't believe how hot it was in Dublin today. I was like, what's going on? And certainly I think people are going to find it quite hot tonight and sleeping conditions tough maybe.
Yeah, very muggy, very humid. We're importing southwesterly winds are importing very humid air mass up from the tropics. So tonight we're given minimum temperatures of about 14 to 18 degrees. Now, if the temperature doesn't drop below 20 degrees of a night, we call that a tropical night. Now, they're expecting those kind of temperatures across in the southeast of England over the weekend, but ourselves too, very warm and very muggy. I suppose the temperature or the sunshine here helped temperatures rise a little bit more, but even down at Shannon Airport today got up to, I think it was nearly 22 degrees. So over the weekend, it's going to be warm and humid, but not dry everywhere. So we're going to see some rain and drizzle, especially across the southern half of the country tomorrow, and more sunshine further north. But into Sunday, more in the way of sunshine. So that's really going to help those temperatures to rise, getting into maybe the mid-20s even here on Sunday, and continuing warm on Monday as well. And that's when we'll see the peak of the heat wave, you know, right across Europe. So it's because high pressure is building right across Europe. And of course, insulation at this time of year at its strongest.
Yes.
So day on day, that heat building. and we'll only see a gradual change then with fresher conditions moving in for ourselves on Tuesday and a slow progress mm-hmm. then further eastward. So really the heat continuing in the southeast really for much of next week.
And when we look at the situation you're discussing across Europe and these temperatures, this heat wave, can you put it into context for us, Michelle? Because we're looking at this again, it seems. It's come up a few times this summer and going even higher in terms of record temperatures. This must be climate change.
Yeah. So heat waves really have become more frequent and more intense globally since the 1950s. And really, it's human-induced climate change is the main driver for the increase in extreme heat. So there have been attribution studies done on recent heat waves. And really, they would have been very unlikely without human-induced climate change. And really, the forecast prediction is for, you know, climate projections say that it's virtually certain that the duration, frequency and intensity of heat waves will continue to increase.
OK, Michelle, thanks very much for coming in to us this evening. Interesting to hear about all of that. Obviously, lots of people heading abroad for their holidays. They mightn't have banked on it being that hot. We'll have summer safety tips as well for your kids going on holidays and lots more to come. Back shortly.